Thank you so much for tuning in to the We Seal Genesis podcast. I really, truly enjoy doing the mental health and the Messiah and always having a guest on board. If you truly enjoy this podcast, do me a favor. Don't be selfish. Share, like, and comment. If you are on Apple Podcasts, you can give us a review and let us know how we're doing, because obviously it's 2023 and this is what is going to help us bring you better information and better content and share, of course, better experiences and conversations. So, like I said, like, comment, share, and also subscribe to this podcast, add it to your list of podcasts, listen from time to time, go back to other episodes and listen, and you will truly, truly be blessed. And one more thing, I'd like to say a very big thank you to all the subscribers of this podcast. Last year, we were very close to hitting $1,000, which we obviously dedicate to our charity. So we're just so happy that thanks to you, all this happens. Let's tune in today and see what happens with our guest, our special guest.
So I recently watched a movie that stood out well to me, and it has inspired this conversation that I'm having on the Mental Health and the Messiah on We Seal Genesis podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We love to speak about real life things, and today in particular, it's so weird. I'm really excited. I was excited before, but I'm super excited now because of something else, which I'll reveal to you in a moment. But I recently watched a movie on Netflix, and if you know me, I love watching real life stories or movies based on real life. And this movie was about a kid who had dyslexia, and the parents, you know, had no idea what was wrong, and they always thought that the kid was really disobedient or crazy or was not studying and stuff like that. But I'm not trying to spoil this for you. I'm gonna put the link in the comments section of this podcast, and you can take a look at it. But that has really inspired me and inspired the topic for today about the pressure to fit in. And at the end of it all, you understand why I say this, how this movie has influenced it. But I cried myself during the movie, even to sleep, and it's made me really respect that people can be different, and we don't know what maybe going on in their lives. We just need to calm down, appreciate them for who they are, and then maybe we can understand them. So let's jump right in. Today I also have a really special guest. I'll let her introduce herself, but she is my best friend, and she decided to hop on the podcast. She was calling me when I was recording, and I was like, hey, this is the best time. I've been trying to invite her for like 80 years, and finally, when she decides to come on. And I love that energy, because it's like when everything is organic, you know that we're not pretending. So I will let her introduce herself because she deserves it.
Hey, okay. Hi, guys. My name is Feli Nuna. I'm a musician. I'm a lover of life and having fun. And Shada was actually my school mother in school in SS. And she's my bestie. Ejuleme.
If you don't know, SS is, because a lot of my audience is really from the US, and so senior high school is what she's talking about. But I love the relationship of talking about mental health. We've been through a lot, and I'm just glad that we're in a better place now. So yeah, you're welcome, and I hope you enjoy the conversation. You can chip in whenever you want to. But okay, basically, I decided that in 2023 I will focus my strengths and life path for my mental health. And when I talk about this, like growing up, my parents have been very flexible with me in terms of like my career choices, like basically things that I know most parents, especially from a culture where I grew up, like Ghana, where my parents grew up, they wouldn't typically do. They were more flexible with me, and I'm not sure if it's because at some point, due to financial constraints, I had to stand by myself, like independently. But I think that this has really influenced me to just concentrate and focus, because when I was much younger, I used to compare myself a lot to what my mates were doing, because that's the kind of environment that I grew up in Ghana, knowing that, okay, if this person is going to school or pursuing a degree, then I have to do so as well, regardless of the circumstances that's actually happening in my life. For example, financial challenges. And then I would push myself so much, and then finally, maybe at some point, I'll break. And I just decided that no, I'm not letting that happen to me. I'm just going to follow my intuition, follow my path, and do what works for me based on my, you know, situation or like my chances in life or whatever it is. I don't know what you think, Felicia. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, that's true. You know, we are the captains of our own ships, as they say. Very cliche, but
I've never heard that before.
I really... Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, we need to always focus on ourselves and our own paths. And you are someone I've admired ever since I saw you the first time. And even more so when... ever since I saw you, like, even in school, you've always been strong, very independent. And I would never even think that you were... even comparing yourself to your peers or even insecure about that at all, because I've always felt like you've always like blazed your own path, or like just followed your own path. Because after school you went to the US to go and hustle and make a life for yourself. So I always admired that, and the fact that you were alone with no family, and you really did it, and you've used that same energy to travel the whole world. So I mean, I don't know about you know definitely what you've been through personally, but I have always seen you as someone who has just like excelled in their own lane and just done it, you know.
This is so interesting. It sounds like I'm speaking with a mirror and the mirror is replying to me. I appreciate this feedback. And I mean, that leads me to my second point. And maybe as we go on, things will be more clearer, and then you can give your side of how your life has been and how, you know, you're preparing for the year for your mental health in general. But I feel like we live in a world that celebrates a particular path. And as I speak, I'm speaking more of my growing up, because all my 18 years was obviously in Ghana, like you said. So when I speak of it, it's mostly towards that, because that's my foundation. But I feel like in the culture that I grew up, you know, it's like certain professions are prestigious.
Yeah.
Very cliche stuff like, okay, there's a certain time in life where you have to get married or have kids.
Yep.
Or whatever it is. But I feel like in this type of thinking, and even the world in general, like people generally are like that. Everyone is like heading to a particular place. New Year comes up, regardless if you're sad, happy, you know, you've lost someone. Everybody just wants you to have that urge because it's Christmas. And I feel like it's not fair, because at every single point in time, regardless of if it's a new year or whatever, everyone is going through something different. And I feel like this put a lot of pressure on people in general. Like, I haven't personally gone through that, but like you said, I've always done my thing. I always like to stand out and, you know, challenge the odds. But I feel like people that are not in the position, or people that don't come from like parents who are flexible like mine, I feel like they're imprisoned to certain things, because like that's all that they have. Can you shed a little light on, if you get what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand, especially coming from like a Ghanaian society where you are sent, your parents, maybe middle class, have worked hard to send you to school. You are lucky to go. You are even lucky to get to the university stage. I mean, after school, they are expecting you to pick up one of the stereotypical successful jobs, like a doctor, a lawyer, or a pilot. You know, those jobs that the conventional jobs that they feel like are going to actually feed you or make money. You know, and I'm a musician, right? And I had that issue growing up. with my parents, because after school they wanted me to go to China to go and do my master's, and then after that find a job and all. But I was like, nah, I want to do music, I want to pursue music. And it was very difficult. I remember I didn't speak to my dad for 3 months after I made that decision, because he was so upset with me. He felt like I was throwing my life away, because he didn't understand the entertainment game, the industry and all. But I mean, now they get it more, they understand, and they saw how unrelenting I was, so they had no option than to support me. And I also realized that when they do that, it is not necessarily because they don't believe in you or they don't support you. It's because this is what they know.
You've always grown up.
Exactly. So they don't want you to take that risk, and what if it doesn't work out? They want you to have some sort of security. So that's how come they force you into those things. And as you said, some people don't have the luxury of flexible parents, or don't have that resilience to fight back for what they really want. So they are imprisoned and they are living lives that they are not necessarily happy about. I've never worked a 9-to-5 in my life. Even for my national service, I found a way to tie it to my music deal at the time. So I was a musician during my national service. I was working for my record label that I was signed to then. And I keep asking people that I meet that, oh, sometimes I feel like there's a whole world that I've missed like up on, because like I don't know what goes on in the corporate world, like all these things. And they tell me, most of the people that I speak to, they tell me like, never wish that upon yourself, you know. It's not anything like glorious, that they wish they were also pushing for things and fighting for their passions. But nah, trust me, it is not easy. It is hella hard trying to do what you want, like what's in your heart, what your passion is. It's not easy. So yeah, that's my thoughts about this whole thing.
That you say that, so there are two things that come to mind, and just before I forget, not to say that, you know, these jobs and stuff or this conventional paths that we've discussed are horrible or anything like that, but I think that in a culture where we appreciate that, you know, God's appointed time for us is the best, in a culture that, and on, we are on mental health and the Messiah, so basically we link things that we talk about to what is in the Bible, but basically we've learned throughout, like by going to church, Sunday school, or through the Bible, that we believe in as Ghanaians, a lot of Ghanaians, I should say, that, you know, all these different stories have different paths. Like everyone had a different path. Like Joseph had a different path. Moses had a different path. And they weren't all doing the same thing. So sometimes I sit down and I think, I'm like, how come we spend a lot of time reading these things? We love it. We glorify it. We preach it all the time. But in our real lives, like, that's not happening. That's because if we are truly a Christian and a believing community, then like you said, if your path is to entertain, your path is to make music through creativity, that is your path. Like Samson, he was just there for a certain thing. So it wasn't the same as Ruth, or not the same as Mary, or not the same as Joseph. But we end up, you know, linking everything, or should I say our parents, or like the older generation, or whatever it is, society just ends up linking everybody to do the same thing. And that was the first thing. The second thing that I wanted to point out was that on the mental health side, I feel like because there's so much push in, you know, all these things that we've discussed, sometimes people don't actually get like the type of healing that they need, or, you know, just being themselves and being ready for something. And a good example is like having kids or getting married. I personally have noticed, and this, I'm just being objective, not being female, not being Ghanaian, whatever it is, but from my experience in life, we have a lot of people who are growing up who don't even know how to pay bills, who have gone through certain things in their lives and they've not seen better, jumping in and or going to be with somebody else whom they're starting a whole new life. Like, this is not a joke. And there's so many things in life that you have to experience as an individual yourself before even, and healing and making sure that you're best, the best version of yourself before going to somebody else. And I feel like this society is missing like all these steps, especially, and I'm speaking to Ghana, like we're missing all these steps. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's like that too in the US and stuff like that. But at least I think that in the US, you know, people go through, well, when they go through so much, like maybe having a kid without, like being a single parent, they learn their lesson. But even sometimes they end up being a single parent for life because they were never taught better. So I just think the pressure for everything to happen at people's times is causing this. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And yes, to just clarify, if your passion or whatever makes you happy is to be a doctor or be a lawyer or be a musician or be a nurse or be an air hostess, if that's what you love, that's fine. I don't necessarily mean that picking a conventional job means that you are not happy in life. No, it's, as you said, it's just everyone and what works for them, what their path is. So just to clarify that, so that nobody comes to hold my neck and say that I said anything. And I feel like our society as Ghanaians, right, what I've noticed is that we are socialized to be codependent or depend on people. We don't have any individuality as Ghanaians. Nobody is taught to be independent, especially women. We are taught to finish school, get an okay paying job, and then find a husband and marry and have kids. That is like what the society respects. So if you are not doing that, then they see you as doing something wrong. So as you said, people finish school or they are living their lives, they don't even know themselves. They don't know what makes them tick. They don't know like their limits. They don't really, I don't even think they've done a real introspection about themselves, and they end up going to partner with somebody and then they realize that they are having conflicts. They don't even know how to, and this is a real problem that I think we've discussed before. I mean, off this podcast, we've discussed before about Ghanaians not even knowing how to, you finish school, you don't even know how to pay your bills, as you said. We are not taught all those life skills, all those things. And then you find that you don't even know anything, but you go and just get married and then you are living your life and you are not fulfilled, you know?
And having petty conflicts that may have been resolved if just like maybe a guy might find like a lady, oh, you're so lazy, you're always watching movies and stuff like that. But maybe it's because, yeah, that's all they've been doing all their lives. Mm-hmm. And they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off there. But yeah, that came into mind.
Yeah, true. So, I feel this life that I'm in as an individual, self-discovery is very important for me. I've seen myself change for the better, thank God. And in changing, my weaknesses have been highlighted, my strengths have been highlighted, the things that I don't like about myself too have been highlighted, all these things. So I know what I'm like. It's like a steady journey that I'm on, and I'm trying to work on myself and trying to be better so that God willing, when I get married, I would know how to maneuver and, you know, and deal with things better, because this life, I just want to be happy now.
And we are perfect or anything for anyone listening. Of course, we've had our own challenges and stuff, but we're just giving like an objective overview of everything. Mm-hmm. And how like everything.
Yes.
But yeah, just before we wrap up, like this whole thing reminds me of something that really happened in my life, and I really wanted to share to encourage like anyone out there who may be in a situation whereby maybe they're finding it difficult to explain to their family or parents about, you know, pursuing what they really want and going for. And again, I repeat, so don't feel the pressure to fit in. The story is very short. Actually, when I decided to become a flight attendant, which stands as my most happiest, but that's wrong. So the happiest moment in my life, because
I miss that though.
Me too. I actually do, but
I miss coming to Golden Tulip to come and see you.
Don't worry. The next stage of life, we're gonna be in first class flying. Paying once a kid's full price. Don't worry.
Okay.
What I was gonna say was, there was a moment, a very defining moment in my life. You mentioned that there was a time you weren't speaking with your father for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. I had like a similar issue. You know, I'm very close to my dad, and he means a lot to me. First time that my dad actually, like, we weren't seeing eye to eye on a topic, and that was when I told him, you know, I want to go to Dubai and become a flight attendant. Like, his immediate response, and I'm sure you'll be surprised because he's usually accepting of a lot of things that I do. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no. And a lot of things it brought down my spirit, because he said, okay, like, this is a job that people who don't have good grades or have good degrees do. Why are you gonna do this? And I'm sure his underlying concern was more like safety, but it was ways, like, he was just, you know, panicking, like, okay, she's always gonna be in a flight, like, I don't know where she is. And I'd later say this because I realized that throughout my career he would always text me and make sure that I was okay, or always know where I was. So it made me realize the underlying concern. But in the beginning he was like, no, don't do this, this is not right for you, you have a degree, why are you gonna waste your time? And I told him one thing. I told him, Dad, listen, I'm in the US by myself right now. There were a lot of things that I was supposed to do with family that I couldn't do because of financial constraints. Mm-hmm. And I'm wow, and things are really difficult for me. And mind you, I didn't tell my dad that I was, like, I had gone through a heartbreak, like a terrible relationship, like extremely terrible things. Like, mind you, I went there when I was 18. I think I decided to go to Emirates when I was 28. So for 10 years, I had been going through a lot of things that me and my parents don't talk about. I knew where I was heading, and I had found a lot of joy, and I decided that I needed a break. This is the reason why I decided to become a flight attendant, because I felt like I had been working so much. I was schooling, the jobs that I had, like, basically the income I was getting wasn't enough. I was living with people that I didn't know, like, and a lot of people think that maybe when you have like a passport or you're a US citizen, like, things are easy, but things are not as they were in the 80s when my parents, like, things have changed. Like, my friend was when I was 19. I was at a job, and I actually lost the job because the economy wasn't good. This was in 2008, and it's facts. Like, I lost my job. I didn't know what to do. I was there, I was schooling, I had to pay my fees, I had to pay my rent, and no one was there to support me. And parents are really good parents. Like, I'm forever grateful for them. But it's like, at the moment, I decided, and I told him, like, I need to do this. Like, this is what I need to do. And he wasn't happy. I don't think we ended up, I think he hung up or something. But eventually, like, me going there really fulfilled me. Every time I sit down now, like, I left cabin crew, like, 2016. But every time I sit down, I have a lot of good memories just by following my passion. And my dad is actually no more. He's passed away. May his soul rest in peace. But
rest in peace.
You know, if, like you said, there's always an if on the other side, right? But I know my if, because I know that what I chose was really fulfilling, just because I have come to an end of it. But I always knew that choosing to go was the best thing for me. And actually, like, save a lot, like, pay a lot of my debts that I have. Just,
girl, you were bawling.
Just basically heal from, like, all the heartbreak, every mistake that I had done back in my life. Like, I felt like I had really done something big for myself. And being a flight attendant is not a big deal. But the airline that I was working with is very respected. And even how they, like, chose me, I don't know, like, it's like 1 out of 5,000 people. Like, what are the odds? Like, if it was really meant to be. And yeah, that's just an encouragement for anybody out there. I'm not saying like disrespect your parents, but sometimes when you know that something is good, just like you said that music was your path, it's important to highlight the things that are important to you and find a way to go around it, because you don't want to live a life full of regrets.
Yep, exactly.
So yeah, that was just what I wanted to bring out today, and I'm happy that you joined me. Any final words for anyone out there regarding this topic?
So speaking from personal experience, actually creating your own path isn't an easy thing. You would face a lot of obstacles, and the obstacles don't get easier along the way, they become harder, and you just need to get stronger. And one thing that I always keep in mind, that keeps reminding me to just stay true to myself, is that I'm the one who knows how I feel when I go to bed at night. I'm the one who knows how my vision looks like. So I mean, people would talk and they would chip in out of concern. Some may actually, it's not that they want what's bad for you, it's what they know. That's why they might give certain opinions, but you still need to stick true to what makes your heart beat and what gives you peace, you know. So I just want to encourage everyone out there to just keep on doing what it takes, and it's not easy. This week hasn't been easy for me at all. I've been questioning so much about my journey, and even tonight, and why I called you, I was calling you to vent actually, and we ended up on this podcast. Pardon?
We'll vent right after this episode, don't we?
Yes. Oh no, but this has actually been therapeutic, and it's reminded me of a lot. So it's good. It's really, really good. I mean, as you said, when it happens organically, I mean, it's actually meant to be, and I'm happy that I joined your podcast and it's actually happened. Yay!
Finally. And on the podcast, what we like to do is, I mean, when I first started, I had a lot of guests on who blessed me in form of like a prayer. You brought out something that's really, really standing out to me, talking about questioning a lot of things. I just want to highlight, and this is all coming to me now, but I have been meditating on the book of the book in Genesis about Joseph. And Joseph was someone that went through like a lot of trials. Like everybody knows, you know, he was a dreamer, and whenever he told his dreams to his siblings and even his father, it was sort of like he was showing off. And like you said, he went through so much trials and tribulations, and he was, you know, accused for doing things that he didn't do. But all through it, he kept up his faith and he knew his vision.
Uh-huh. So
what I want to impact you for coming here is that, like you said, you know your vision, you know where you're heading. You're an amazing person. I know you personally, regardless of what other people say. But I know that when you know your vision, like you said, the universe just opens up for you. And one thing that I would like to advise is to, you know, keep going and be cheerful and be who you are. Don't expect certain people that you've done things for in the past, or, you know, certain people that you've done things to, maybe help when they don't remember what you've done. Don't feel bad about it, because at the end of the day, it's God that rewards, it's not people that reward. So I just want to leave you with a prayer and, you know, commit you into the hands of our Father. And I just want to pray for your music, your career,
Amen.
Your path. You Amen. Are a man of many talents. I know your work, I know you've directed a lot of your music videos, a lot of like your music writing, everything like that. Certain times it may just be environment, and like Joseph, when he went from Israel to Egypt, that's where his light was brighter, that's mm-hmm. where it happened for him. So I'm praying that the Spirit of God will just guide you to
Amen.
Know where to be and who to be with.
Amen.
At the right time, in order for this to be fulfilled. But yeah,
Amen.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. This was amazing.
Thank you so much to Shadia.
Hopefully we'll see you soon, where you'll come on and share your testimonies, because girl, they're coming.
Yeah, I love you.
All right, love you too, Felinuna. And if you want to follow Felinuna, she's gonna tell you her social media.
Oh, okay.
And also I use her theme music on my YouTube channel, 20s and 30 somethings. How can I forget my own YouTube channel? I changed the name 4 times, but it's 20s and 30 somethings. I use her Afro Magic, which is my personal favorite. So are you gonna leave like one line song or like where to find you?
Okay, so my social media handle is Felinuna, F-E-L-I-N-U-N-A. Same on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. And my new music is titled Bum Bum, and you can find it on all the digital platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. And the video is coming out soon. So yeah, stay locked.
We can't wait. And to make it easier for listeners, we will put Felinuna's links in today's podcast. And
yes,
see you on the next Mental Health and the Messiah. It's been amazing. Ta-da. Bye.
Ta-da. Bye.